This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 9th of November 2025 with Mitch Park. This program's an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this program, we have Two If By Sea, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, The Lonesome Ace String Band, Eloise and Company, Cedar Dobson, Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell, Innocent Hare, Dave Flynn, Tom Byrne, Ron Weatherburn, John McCutcheon and Friends, Dave Swarbrick, Skylark, The Dubliners, and Bertler O'Flaherty Cayley Band. We begin with a couple of CDs we picked up at the 60th Wellington Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago. The first is from one of the featured Aussie guests, Two If By Sea, who are Rachel Johnston on cello and Trent Arkley-Smith on guitar on this track. Here on their 2020 self-published CD, Dragonfly Summer, they play the Canadian traditional favourite, St Anne's Reel. Thank you. Tuith by Sea playing St Anne's Reel. The second CD we collected at Welly Fest was Bluegrass Picking, a 2012 self-publication of instrumentals by Hamilton banjo player Paul Trenwith, some co-written with his wife Colleen. This is one of Paul's tunes, first released on the world by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band on their 2008 Kiwi Pacific album Way Down South. This one is named for a festival they attended in America, Kentucky Romp. Kentucky Romp from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's a track from a new album released by the Lonesome Ace String Band on their Ace Music label titled Big Wing. This old-time styled tune by John Shulman and Chris Cool contains some unusual elements, concluding with chasing a mosquito round a cabin with an expensive German microphone. One of a suite of tunes celebrating rivers feeding and draining Belmont Lake in Havelock, Ontario. This one is called Crow River. Crow River from the Lonesome Ace String Band. Brattleboro, Vermont is a city at the southern end of the state, dating back some 300 years and with a rich musical heritage. Among today's residents are the group Eloise and Company, and they appreciate the French influence in its eateries, to the extent that their accordionist Rachel Bell has written a tune honouring a particular bakery. On their new self-published album, Avec Elodie, this is called Gilles Baguettes. Baguettes, played by Eloise and Company. Stay with Kidnappers Kaylee to hear Cedar Dobson, Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell, Innocent Hare, Dave Flynn, Tom Byrne, Ron Weatherburn, John McCutcheon and Friends, Dave Swarbrick, Skylark, The Dubliners, and Bartlow O'Flaherty Kaylee Band. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. American-Irish whistle player Cedar Dobson worked on this next tune through the COVID pandemic lockdowns in 2020, and in particular on jazz technique in soloing, to the extent that on this recording she uses three different whistles. The tune was originally composed for Highland Pipes by Fred Morrison. On Cedar Dobson's 2025 self-published album Decade, this is Loch Arbour Badger. ¶¶ Cedar Dobson playing Loch Aber Badger. Scottish accordionist Angus Lyon wrote this next tune, recorded here with fiddler Rory Campbell, on their 2006 Miralese Records album, 18 Months Later. This one is called Travel Day. Travel Day, played by Angus Lyon and Rory Campbell. In the field of country dance, the same thing keeps getting invented, namely musicians organising occasions for dancing in order to make, or eke out, a living. In 1812, Nathaniel Gough was known to run a ball at which the first of this set of three hornpipes was on the programme. Northamptonshire musician John Clare had this one in his manuscript book a little later in the century, as well as the two following tunes. Played by Milton Keynes group Innocent Hair on their 2024 Le Poride album The Windings of Their Wandering Song, a tribute to John Clare, these traditional tunes are called Tank, Tinker Tink, and Champeter.
Thank you.
Innocent Hare playing Tank, Tinker Tink, and Champetre. Our next contribution comes from Irish guitarist Dave Flynn, who wrote this tune for a friend's 40th birthday in 2021, composing it while in Greymouth. It's a hybrid of 9/8 and 12/8 rhythms, which he calls a slip slide. On his 2025 Frisbee Records album Celtic Guitar Master, it's listed as McCarthy's Antarctic Slip Slide. Dave Flynn playing McCarthy's Antarctic Slip Slide. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear Tom Byrne, Ron Weatherburn, and John McCutcheon and friends. Later on, we'll play Dave Swarbrick, Skylark, The Dubliners, and Bartler or Flaherty Cayley Band. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now button to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 p.m. From Donegal harmonica player Tom Byrne, we have a tune of his own making recorded on his 2024 self-published CD, Gather Your Wits. Here he uses a harmonica that's in a harmonic minor tuning to give the appropriate scale pattern for his tune, The Persian Swing. Tom Byrne playing The Persian Swing. Next, we have an album that surfaced a few weeks ago in the course of digitising some of our old LPs. This tune by Scott Joplin is an American piano classic, played by Ron Weatherburn on the 1974 Rediffusion LP, Ragtime Piano, Extemporizations and Innovations. This is a pretty breakneck treatment of Maple Leaf Rag. Maple Leaf Rag from Ron Weatherburn. Folk dance music in several countries seems to have evolved a technique for when no actual instruments were available. Portobello in Scotland, lilting in Ireland, play party in the American States, and a style called a bouche in Canada. This example from the 1986 Rounder Records LP Step by Step features the musicians beginning and ending the music with a mouth music part. The performers are Malcolm Dalglish on hammer dulcimer, Tom Jones on percussion, Gray Larson on flute and synth, John McCutcheon on synth, Pete Sutherland on fiddle and or guitar, and the tune is called Real A Bush. Thank you. John McCutcheon leading the gang in Real Abush. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear Dave Swarbrick, Skylark, The Dubliners and Battler O'Flaherty Cayley Band. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. We found a mistitling of a Dave Swarbrick track on a transatlantic compilation LP from 1978 titled The Vintage Years, Transatlantic Best of Scottish Folk, Volume 3. Listed as Terribus and Farewell to Aberdeen, the track turns out to be, in fact, Turlough O'Carolan's Lord Inchiquin. Dave Swarbrick playing Lord Inchiquin. American group Skylark made an LP for the Green Linnet label in 1989, which was called All of It. One of their brackets on it contained two different polkas, both named for the fiddle capital of Donegal, Tallinn. Here they are both listed as the Tallinn Polka. Thank you. Skylark playing the Tielen Polka, versions 1 and 2. Here's another item from our old LPs. This comes from a 1966 album, originally on Transatlantic, but marketed in New Zealand on the Viking label in the days of import licensing. On the album The Dubliners in Concert, recorded in 1964 at Cecil Sharp House, the home of English folk dance and song, these traditional reels are the Donegal Reel and the Longford Collector. The Dubliners played the Donegal Reel and the Longford Collector. We conclude with a set from the recent self-published CD of All-Ireland champions Bertla O'Flaherty Cayley Band. The album is titled Amongst Friends, and these two traditional jigs are The Frost Is All Over and Monster Buttermilk. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Cayley on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all the community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Cayley and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park, wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.